This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
We are joined in the studio today by...
Alvin Wong.
Hello.
Hey, finally, hey. Someone gets the message.
Right.
You put out your hand.
I did. See, this is what I do. I'm like, and we have, and I throw out my hand, yeah. And we've had so many guests go... And then they jump to the mic and then they sound foolish. But anyway, Alvin,
I'm
thank you very much.
I'm ready to prepare during the intro beat.
Right.
So it makes me want to swag
in my
chair.
Away and swaggering away.
Yeah.
Now, I was just saying earlier on in the setup to the show that the last time I spoke to you was In Between Floors.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago, you and Dawn Chong on this, and I say this in air quotes, micro budget. Mm-hmm. And what we mean by micro budget is no budget, pretty much, right?
Yeah, almost. Almost, yeah.
But what kind of an experience was that when you were doing that? Very quickly.
Well, it was very unique, of course, and it was really fast, and it was intense nonetheless.
Right.
Because we had very little time to prepare, so we allocated a few days before shoot to do very intense rehearsals.
Yeah.
And working with Don John was Don John Bullock, Don Chong. Did I say Don John?
You did. Don Johnson from Miami Vice.
Yes. working with Don was really, really... very interesting because she keeps me on my toes.
Yeah.
Because she's so good.
Right.
Yeah, she's that good.
Yeah. Oh, she's a character, that one, for sure. We're going to be back with Alvin in a few minutes. We're not going anywhere just yet, but we're going to tell you about the giveaway. 01620019000. We're giving away a 50 ringgit voucher to use at any My Burger Lab outlet.
That's right.
All you have to do is answer this question.
Tell
for us.
Where in the world is Deep Dish Pizza from? Send your name and your IC number to 01620019000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win My Burger Lab vouchers.
Now, we should probably be more specific, because you probably could say Pizza Hut. You probably could say Domino's. You probably could say any pizza outlet, and they would serve deep dish. We're talking about the city. Which city is it from? Right?
Yeah,
right.
We did.
Okay.
Where in the world?
Where in the world? So, Alvin.
Yeah.
Right. What are you up to right now, then?
Filming a TV series, a Chinese TV series for TV2.
What's it called?
It's called 正义大联盟.
Oh, that one.
That one.
Yeah, right.
Right.
They're very well publicized, that one.
I see that. Yeah. All over, you know.
Was it in English?
In English, that would be Justice Major League. So that just makes Batman and Superman sound very, very little.
They're just small time.
Tell us, what's the show about?
Well, it's about two private investigators.
Uh-huh. Ah. You're one of them?
I'm one of them. One's a goof, and the other guy is a little more intense. And
Which one are you?
I'm the one who pulls all the smolder.
Uh-huh. Right, the smoldering look.
That's right.
Interesting.
Yeah, and... And of course, these two, they're small timers, right? And then they join with a female lawyer, because they're fighting for rental space.
Ah.
So eventually, they actually had to share the rental space.
Uh huh.
And they eventually work together.
It sounds interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit more about that in a few minutes. We're going to take a very short break, folks. We'll be back with Alvin, of course, just after these messages. We are at BFM Radio or at BFM T2N. If you want to get us on Twitter, ask us or Alvin any questions. Alvin, I'm going to give them your Twitter handle. Is that all right?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Alvin Bebop. Right?
Alvin Bebop. That's
Alvin
right.
Bebop. At Alvin Bebop. Get him on that. We'll be back after these songs. Don't go anywhere, folks. It is that time of night here on BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
This is...
Alvin Wong!
Here he is. Right, so he's in a private detective TV series on TV2. Check it out. He's the one with the smoldering looks and that, you know, square jaw.
I know, and he also owns a cafe.
Yes, he's just been
What's
telling
it
us. It's called Mosano. Mosano.
Mosano.
Okay, yeah. Well, you did a Japanese version.
But if you're
as well?
Japanese, you're Mosano.
Oh, okay. So it's a kind of coffee shop, waffle place or something, I understand.
It's a cafe. And we serve the best. Can I say?
Of course.
We serve kick ass mocha.
Mm.
Mocha
is my favorite coffee. So,
yeah.
So if you're saying it's kick ass, it better be good, man.
It's gotta
be. Don't lie, Richard, just because you want to get a free mocha there. Come on.
At Mosano. Mocha at Mosano.
So where can we find Mosano?
It's in Damansara Perdana. You can waste it, actually. It's Mosano coffee.
Okay.
And
But I mean, generally, apart from best mocha in town, like, what do you have there?
Okay, we serve waffles.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the dessert one would be What was it again? Salted caramel waffle with ice cream.
I'm hungry now.
And the savory ones, we are serving a waffle with smoked salmon and also the mashed hard boiled egg with a bit of wasabi.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Good. Yeah.
It's also the kind of thing that's really going to make you fart afterwards.
Right? Let's be honest.
Let's be honest. Egg and wasabi.
If I put in a few more beans, Mexican beans.
Good idea. Ooh. Good idea.
See, we're creating, you know,
exactly.
Ingredients.
It's
new
atmosphere.
Menu.
You know, this is what you want when you walk in. What's that smell? It's Masano.
And you know it's Richard, huh?
Okay. So the cafe's out of the way. We've done that. We've done your TV2 stuff. But let's talk about how, you know, you got into the industry. I mean, you've been in there quite a while, right? You've been doing it for a long while.
Yeah.
How does it happen?
15 years.
Same as me on radio. So tell me about it.
And it was accidental. I'm an accidental actor.
Right.
I've never thought... acting as a career at all, because I was setting myself up to be a graphic designer and eventually to become a creative director in an advertising firm. But it so happened when I was a graphic designer, it was 1997, 98. It was the economy downturn. It was really bad. Everybody got retrenched. And then I ended up with a magazine, a publishing house, Men's Review. I don't know if you heard of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was a writer come in-house photographer.
Right.
And after that, I joined a dot-com company. And then there was a dot-com crash in 2001.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I had nothing to do. So I got a friend who told me, he's like, hey, you got a bit of acting background, because I was doing a bit of theater on the side. Mm. So I said, okay, let's do it. And then I was thinking about doing it just temporarily for just quick cash. And my temporary became...
Permanent.
Wow.
Yeah.
What was the first movie or, you know...
I got involved in?
Yeah.
As a feature, because I was supposed to appear in the first and the last episode. And it was Ng Beng Ho's... you guys heard of Ng Beng Ho? Well, he was the guy.
We don't want to say yes, but no.
He was the guy back then. And then, he's the creator of Kopitiam.
Right.
Okay. Ng Beng Ho. So, he saw my performance, and I guess he liked it enough to actually call me in again to audition for his next show. Mm. And straight away, I became the lead actor.
Wow.
And it just been, well...
One thing after another.
There was no looking back ever since. But even halfway through my career, I was still wondering if I should keep this going.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Why do you have doubts?
I had doubts because of the inconsistent income.
Right. And that tends to be a thing here in Malaysia, right? In terms of like media industry in general. Whether or not you're an actor, you're a musician, or whatever, there always seems to be this kind of shadow hanging over. You need to get to a certain point and be established, and once you're there, it's okay. But you can't sit still for too long.
It's one of the things that keeps you up at night.
Right. Yeah, I can imagine.
So yeah. I mean, you've got the money there, but you dare not spend it.
Right.
You just pick.
It's that rainy day fund, just in case.
Yeah, just nibble it every single time.
Let's talk about that then. I mean, if let's put a dark cloud on things. If things went pear shaped, if they went wrong, what would you do next? Do you think? You know, would you go back to like your graphic design kind of background, or what do you think you would?
Oh no,
no,
wait, no, hell no, because I was the first generation to use Photoshop.
Same, right? Seriously,
first generation.
Right? This reminds me of when you talk about graphic design, and I look back to when I was at college and my friends were doing graphic design. It was literally pens and papers and rulers and one things or another.
Yes.
There was no Photoshop.
Yeah, and a lot of cow gum. If you know what that
is. Yeah. And so I kind of look back at that, and it seems like an ancient kind
of. Ancient, yeah. So I'm so out of touch.
Right.
So graphic design is, I guess it's a no-go. I don't know what...
technology,
what
man. There's so much design stuff coming up now.
But you're in the F&B industry now, right?
F&B, yeah.
And acting as well, yeah.
But without the F&B, if things go south... Mm. I guess I'll go Uber.
Right.
But I mean,
you know, that's not a bad thing.
Yeah,
not
it's not
at
a bad
all,
thing.
Actually, becoming a Uber driver. I think, I mean, that's actually my retirement plan. Before Uber came in, it was the thing, I actually thought about, okay, if I retire rich, I mean, filthy rich, I'll go take up courses in universities.
Right.
You know, to actually make myself more academically sound.
Right.
But if I retire poor, I become a taxi driver because it's something I love to do. I love talking to people.
Right.
We can't be that poor. You've got Musano, right? It's like a backup plan.
Before that came in.
Right.
So, I think being a taxi driver or Uber driver is a great great thing.
I mean, I've met a lot of, whether it be Uber or Grab or whatever, these people that have decided to do it on the side. You know, not because really they really need the money.
Yeah.
It's a nice source of additional income.
Yes.
But they're like you. They want to be doing something, you know.
Yeah.
I met a cab driver just a couple of weeks ago, and I think he was in his early 50s. He'd retired from his normal job. And he's like, well, I'm sat at home. I'm doing nothing.
Yeah.
I like driving.
Exactly.
I've got a comfy seat all day.
Yes.
You know, I choose when I want to work.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
It's pretty much flexible. I mean, I've gone into many Uber and they just want to do it. Some they have two jobs, Uber and their day job as well. Some of them is just full-time Uber.
Yeah.
And they just love, I'm just surprised that the people, the Malaysians, they love to get stuck in traffic now.
Here's the thing. As Uber drivers, when you have no destination, you don't stress.
Right, right.
You can just go along.
Yeah, when
go
you have
along,
no destination, you just, if you get stuck in the jam, so what?
Right, so what?
So you just
I'm not in a hurry.
I'm not in a hurry.
Anyone.
Right.
Yeah, yeah,
so. But you see, you two are totally different to me because even if I'm not in a hurry and I'm sat in traffic waiting, it drives me crazy. It makes me angry.
You need good music in your car then.
Yeah.
No, I do. But just being sat there doing nothing and just staring around in the same place, I'm like, yeah, I can't do that. It drives me crazy, literally.
Okay. Try dancing in your seat.
In the seat.
What?
Maybe I should.
You should try that. I do that all the time.
Right.
So, what kind of music do you play in a car to get you going?
Okay, I love to start my day with jazz. I mean, really quick jazz, like like bebop. I mean, hands up, bebop.
Uh-huh.
So, like in the morning, you just go.
Right.
I know. Folks can see it now because
I wish they could.
Yeah. It's really something really fast paced. It just get you going.
So that's for morning.
Just for morning.
So throughout the day.
Throughout the day, sometimes I put on a little bit of soul and R&B.
Right. So what is the stuck in traffic music? What's that?
Slow jazz and a whole lot of Beatles.
Right.
A
lot of Beatles.
You can't go wrong there.
I think Rolling Stones doesn't do it. Beatles.
Right.
Definitely.
See, you say Rolling Stones doesn't do it, my mum would be over here and slapping you around the face.
Who's going to do that?
Here's the thing. My mum is a Rolling Stones woman and my dad is a Beatles fan.
Oh.
Right? So at home, it was always this Clash of the Titans.
I'm just wondering, what kind of music do they play at home?
This is the thing. It was a whole mixture, right? So my dad was into still is. Mm. You know, he was into the Beatles because of what they did. Pink Floyd and
Pink Floyd.
Classic rock. And all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And my mum was more kind of the Rolling Stones and Motown and soul. So there's this really interesting mix of music at home. You know, sometimes depending on which room you were in, dictated what kind of mood you were in. You know,
I wish my parents had the kind of taste.
Right. So I go in one room and it's Iron Maiden. I come out and it's Whitney Houston. I go upstairs and it's
Iron Maiden. Can I play with Madness?
Exactly. Or as we used to call it, can I play with my dress? But you know, is that
really interesting because I mean, my parents have really weird. A range of music taste.
Yeah.
I mean, they love country and western.
Uh-huh.
They love Johnny Tillotson, I guess.
Yeah.
But at the same, sometimes they will put on stuff like Modern Talking. I will actually scream at them, Dad, put off that rubbish. You know?
So the role is reversed. It's no longer him telling you to turn off that rubbish. It's you telling him.
I was telling him to turn off the rubbish.
I mean, since, you know, Spotify and all of that kind of stuff, my parents, my family have just like, we don't know what to do anymore. The choice is everything, you know?
Yes,
before it was like, I have to get this CD, I have to get that album.
Yeah.
Now it's like a kid in a sweet shop.
Yeah.
You can have anything you want almost.
Yeah.
Anyway, folks, we've got to take a short break, of course. We'll be back with Alvin. We've got more stuff coming up, of course. News from Page 2 in a minute and Smarty Pants. First off, though, a quick reminder, we are giving away a 50 ringgit voucher from our friends over at My Burger Lab. All you got to do is answer this question.
Tell us which city is Deep Dish Pizza from. Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win as well.
Absolutely. After the break, we'll be talking about what would happen if you gave your mum your Tinder account and
thigh gap jewelry.
I have no idea what that is, but it sounds really weird. We'll be right back after these messages. This is That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chung.
This is.
And here is Alvin Wong Wang Jun.
There we go. It's his full name. What was the name of the TV show again? Give us it again.
Justice Major Lee.
No, in Chinese.
In Mandarin.
Oh, in Mandarin. Yeah. 正义大联吗?
There you go.
I'm sorry, what? 正义大联吗?
It just seems, when he said it the first time, it sounded like he tripped up and just
Richard,
went...
No, Richard, can you say that? Can you say that?
No, Richard can't say that.
正义大联盟.
正义大联盟. Not bad, the tone was a little off on the third word. Yeah, a little off. Out of practice. Right, so, of course, it is that time where we'll be talking about news from page two, but of course, quick reminder, 016-201-9000. Our friends over at My Burger Lab...
Lab, very generously decided
to give us a 50 ringgit voucher for this evening. For you guys at home, I think we've got three or four winners. I don't know, we'll see where it goes. You can spend it in any of their outlets around town. All you have to do is answer this question.
Tell us, which city is Deep Dish Pizza from? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win as well.
Seattle.
What's all the shouting?
Richard, you first.
Tinder.
Oh, that's your favorite topic,
right.
Richard.
Here's the thing. I'm not even on Tinder, first and foremost.
Don't lie.
Just put that out there. But I find it... But if I were... Anyway, but I find it a really fascinating look into how people live their lives now, right? So it's almost like you don't have to meet real people to meet people. That's the idea behind... most parts of Tinder, right, Eddie? Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Other parts of it, I'm sure. There, you know, it's one of these. If you need to meet somebody in a hurry, kind of thing. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Right. So there's this guy. He writes for GQ magazine. Right. He's 26 years old. He's single. He's been single for 4 years since he left university, and he's been on Tinder for a while, like about a year or so, not having much luck. And so
it's sad.
It's sad, right? Mm. Maybe he needs to change his profile, but I don't know.
I think.
Right?
Profile picture, definitely.
Yeah, that's a big thing.
It plays a big role, though.
Yeah. Right.
So for guys, stop putting your hand behind and take a picture.
I hate that. Yeah, it looks ridiculous.
Why do you need to see your armpit? Armpit
nobody
hair.
Wants to look at your armpit.
Yeah.
That's a big thing,
nobody
right?
Nobody wants to see that.
Anyway.
Okay.
So, what he decided to do for two reasons. One, it was a social experiment. And two, he wanted to get a story out of it, and clearly he has got a story out of it.
Yeah.
So what he decided to do was, wouldn't it be interesting if I gave my Tinder account to my mother? So she becomes the person who decides whether I should swipe right or left.
Okay.
Right? Uh-huh. So the idea behind it was, in his head, he has a set of guidelines as to how he would find his ideal date for that night or whenever it is, right?
Okay.
And he has a set of lines. You know, when he introduced himself, hey, I'm such and such, you know, do you want to get a drink? And it's all very kind of boom, 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 boom. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Bullet point almost.
Yes. Okay.
This is a man wanting one thing, clearly.
Okay.
So he set it all up. He got his mum to look after it. And within 24 hours, he'd got something like 18 matches, right? Mm. Within 24 hours. And he said that's more than he'd had in the last 3 months. And the discussion goes on with his mum. You know, and she's sending him screenshots of these girls that she's talking to. And his mum is actually having the conversation with these girls, pretending to be him.
Okay.
So most of it is what sets it apart differently from how this guy has been doing it is that his mum is actually having real conversations with these people that, you know, she's meeting. So it's not just, hey, do you want to go grab a drink? Mm. It's setting up a discussion and a conversation before they go and have a drink so that it feels less... difficult when they first meet.
You sort of break the ice?
So you're breaking the ice. Instead of going there and then breaking the ice, she's doing it, you know, on Tinder. But it's little things that you can clearly tell are mum kind of questions, you know. She'll set up like, oh, where did you grow up? And, you know, which school did you go to? And normal kind of stuff. Yeah. But then the mum is like, you know, so what's your favourite colour? You know, how do you like your shirts? Do you like lacrosse? Do you like sports? I mean, all of these really kind of mum questions.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And but what he said was he got quite a few dates out of it, and what he got when he got there is that these girls that he met were not girls he would normally talk to ever in real life, but he actually had really good, interesting conversations out of these women that he'd met. So I think the kind of takeaway from this, if you're a fella and you're getting your mum to do this,
trust your mother to choose your partner.
No, here's the thing. Trust your mother to find somebody who's going to get you a good conversation piece. right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because she was saying, no, I don't think you should talk to this girl because she's showing too much flesh.
Okay, didn't mention, so the guy's 26 years old.
Correct.
Okay, how old is the mother?
She's in her mid to late 50s.
Okay, usually it's, you know, the kind of question and the kind of conversation your mom would spark up would be very different from
very
a 26-year-old guy, right?
Of course.
So did he actually sit right next to the mother to
No. You know? They live in entirely different cities.
Wow.
Right?
Okay.
He deleted the Tinder account from his phone.
Okay.
So at the time of all this kind of to-ing and fro-ing, he was having nothing to do with it. So he would turn up on these dates and these girls would start talking to him about this conversation that they'd had via Tinder. And he's like, well, I don't know what you're talking about because I never said any of those things.
But
that was his problem.
Yeah, but in the first place, I'm surprised that mothers are into Tinder because most mothers would be like, you know, you have concerns about Tinder.
Of course.
Because it might be dangerous and all.
Of course.
Would they ever use Tinder? No. Unless you're a ranger.
Not over a 26-year-old.
Yeah.
Right.
That's the thing.
And I think that was what was really interesting about it is because, you know, as a guy, when you're flicking through, your eyes are drawn to certain things, right? Yeah. You know? And the mother was very much more methodical about it. She's like, no, this girl, she's bearing too much skin. This girl is clearly just after one thing. This one just wants money. Very good filter.
Yeah, I totally agree. But for this guy, for this 26-year-old guy, what does he want? Does he want, in terms of outcome, a relationship or something different?
Just flesh.
Exactly. He just wanted...
you guys, come on!
No.
Yeah. When we swipe, that's our mode.
Right?
You swipe just for fun, right? Or do you want some outcome?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't use it, but I assume that some people just want an outcome.
Let's do something interesting. Let's use, like, you know, swipe someone's Tinder. Maybe get one of our interns, you know, maybe we can swipe for them, you know, if they're single interns.
You're basically putting out poor single interns.
No, it's an experiment.
But you know, I tried it for a month, right? Mm. And I got bored.
Right.
Yeah.
Seriously, I tried it for a month.
Yeah.
Seriously, I mean...
Sorry, I only swipe it when I'm in the toilet.
That sounds terrible.
So now
you know that the people who are looking at your profile know what you're doing whilst you're swiping.
But I deleted Tinder anyway.
So you're swiping.
Why do you need Tinder when you can meet people?
So you're swiping while you're wiping.
Come on.
I think on that note, we should probably move on to your story. What do you have for us?
Okay, my story is about thigh gap jewelry.
What is that?
A surprise you give you.
Okay, hold on.
The person you met on Tinder.
Yeah.
So I'm just thinking, thigh gap jewelry. What on earth is this, right? Okay, so there's this article. So apparently, it's actually it's a site to draw attention to horrible pressure on women to develop a thigh gap in the first place.
Okay.
Okay, so it's actually a delicate chain. Now, what thigh gap jewelry is? It's a delicate chain that loops around each of your thigh and hangs in the gap between your legs. Okay, that sounds very...
It sounds very wrong, first and foremost, yeah. It sounds like some kind of...
I have a picture here.
That sounds even more controversial than my surprise story.
I mean, we'll post it up. It looks bad. I mean, the fact that they came up with this idea, it might be real, it might be...
It might be a medieval torture device or something.
Yeah.
Okay, remember we were talking about it off air, and imagine if you wear a skirt, a mini hot skirt, and you have that thigh gap jewelry. Okay, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
Well, you know what I said, and I can't say it on air.
Oh, come on, just say it.
It looks like some girl who, it's that time of the month, and she's not tucked her thing in properly.
You mean tampon?
Correct. Yes.
Yeah, definitely not sanitary pad, but tampon.
Tampon. You got the piece of string hanging there.
Right, you clearly know it very well, Richard.
Very well, you know. Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, number one, it looks ugly. Who on earth would want to buy? Why would they want to come up with this?
It's got to be a joke. It's got to be a joke, though,
right? It definitely is going to be a joke. But even if it's a joke, why?
But
why?
I think they are trying to raise a point, though, right? They're trying to raise a point that, you know, we have these unrealistic expectations of what our women should look like, and therefore they should wear something to draw attention to that area, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Right.
They have taken it to a whole new level.
It's just ridiculous.
It is.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
Well, I mean, what's next? Armpit jewelry or
no, there
armpit
was,
stud?
There
or?
Was that thing where they were dyeing armpit hair different colors. You didn't see that?
No, I didn't see that.
Where's that? It was over in the States for a while. They were dyeing their armpit hairs blue and green and yellow and whatnot.
Just guys, I hope.
No. Women too.
Women, they are actually keeping their armpit hair and dye it.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's just
Well, you know,
I mean, like, dude,
you can't say it's wrong. It's natural.
What,
right?
Walking around with your arms up? No. Like, hey, check out my hair color.
Maybe that's why they do those armpit kind of poses on Tinder. You
but
know?
Those
but that
most
could have
of,
been
most
it.
Of them
so
are
nicely
guys.
Rebonded and all.
Yeah.
Girls wouldn't do that, but guys, yeah.
Some girls did. Anyway, we've got lovely chat, folks. We've got to move on. It is now time, of course, for that thing we like to call Smarty Pants.
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 Just a bit of fun, Alvin.
All right.
3 minutes.
Check out his fake smile. He's like, oh, yeah, Richard.
3 minutes to answer as many questions as you possibly can.
All right.
If you don't know the answer, just say skip and we move right on.
Okay.
All right. You need to score more than one. That's all you need to score.
All right.
Okay, your 3 minutes start now. Eczema affects which part of the human body, the hair or the skin?
Skin.
Batty beer is brewed in which African country, Ghana or Ethiopia?
Ghana.
It's Ethiopia. Stanford University is located in which US state, New York or California?
California.
What is the genre of cartoon that is most popular from Japan called?
Hentai.
I think that's the second most popular. Anyway, which of these famous comedians recently just passed away? Was it Eddie Murphy or Gary Shandling?
Gary Shandling.
Correct.
Yeah.
Which vegetable is primarily used in making Italian sauces? Broccoli or tomatoes?
Tomatoes.
How many colors are there on the flag of Belgium? 3 or 4?
3.
On a traditional mobile phone, the letters A, B, C represent which number? Is it 2 or 5?
A, B, C, 1.
2 or 5?
2 or 5, sorry. 2.
2, correct. Spud is slang for what type of vegetable? Potato or mushroom?
Potato.
What is the title of the third Harry Potter book? The Chamber of Secrets or The Prisoner of Azkaban?
Prisoner of Azkaban, yeah.
That's the one. In The Lord of the Rings, who is the King of Rohan? Is it Aragorn or Theoden?
Aragorn.
It's Theoden. In Europe, which colour represents the easiest ski slope for skiers? Yellow or green?
Yellow.
Who became the youngest person to win the Nobel Peace Prize? Was it Martin Luther King Jr. or Malala?
Malala.
In Sleeping Beauty, how many years did she fall into a deep sleep after pricking her finger on a spinning wheel? 100 years or 1,000 years?
100 years.
Who is the first English football club to win the European Cup final? Liverpool or Manchester United?
I don't follow football.
Just have a guess. 50-50 chance.
What? Manchester?
Correct. Well done. Water is made up of how many elements?
2.
Correct. I gave a clue. Germany consists of how many states? 13 or 16?
16.
Okay. Guy Ritchie is associated with which profession? Motorsports or filmmaking?
Filmmaking.
Oh. Antananarivo. Right, let's start that again. Antananarivo is the capital of which island? Is it Mykonos or Madagascar?
Madagascar.
Kato is the sidekick to which on-screen superhero?
Green Hornet.
Correct. Which actor from the TV sitcom Friends made their film debut in the 1993 film Leprechaun? Was it Lisa Kudrow or Jennifer Aniston?
Jennifer Aniston?
Correct. What exactly is a savarin? Is it a cookie or is it cake?
It's a cookie.
It's a cake. Comedian and TV host Trevor Noah was born in which country? Canada or South Africa?
Canada.
Dave Grohl used to be the drummer for which band? Jane's Addiction or Nirvana?
Nirvana.
What is the name of the young boy in the children's story The Jungle Book? Is it Kayo or Mowgli?
Mowgli.
Correct. Alvin Wong, we'll be right back after these messages to find out how well you did on Smarty Pants. Folks, don't go anywhere. 50 ringgit voucher up for grabs, of course, from our friends over at My Burger Lab. All you have to do is answer which city do we get the deep dish pizza from. Send your answer along with your full name, your IC, and why you deserve to win to 016-201-9000. We'll be right back after these messages. BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9. Go on, do it again.
Yeah.
The Business Station. That in background, rapping away, is, of course, woo, Alvin Wong. He's joining us all the way through until 9 p.m. A few more minutes left yet. Over here is
Adeline Chung.
I'm Rich Bradbury. Just before the break, we were talking about thigh gaps, mothers on Tinder, and, of course, we had Smarty Pants. Alvin, how well do you think you did?
Actually, pretty good. I didn't think I would do this well.
There were a lot of dings there, right?
Pretty much.
Uh-huh.
But now let's go through some of the questions first.
Okay. Let's do that.
Okay, so Bati beer is brewed in which African country? Is Ethiopia? What is the genre of cartoon that is most popular from Japan called? It's anime.
Clearly we know what Alvin's watching at home.
And the Lord of the Rings, who is King of Rohan? It's Theoden. Mm-hmm. In Europe, which color represents the easiest ski slope for skiers? It's green. And finally, German consists of how many states altogether? It's 16.
I say yellow because that's the color of urine in snow.
Don't eat yellow snow.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alvin Wong scored 17 points.
Well done, my man. Well done, well done.
All right.
You can give yourself a pat on the back for that. You're up on the scoreboard. up. Right, so we're going to wrap up very shortly, of course. Just a quick reminder, folks, if you have sent in your entry to win the 50 ringgit voucher over at My Burger Lab, you should have done that by now, because we're going to close the competition right now. Where in the world is deep dish pizza from, Eddie?
Chicago!
There you go.
Yes, that's the answer.
The Windy City.
The Windy City. See them? Right. They're clearly serving eggs and what was it? Wasabi.
Wasabi.
That's why they call it the Windy City. anyway.
Guys, it's not a fart show.
I'm sorry, no.
That's a good
every
one.
Now and again
should
you have
leave
to have
the
one.
Studio? Come well, on. If this studio stings, man.
If you've dropped one, then you probably should leave the studio, you know.
Actually, on the set, I'm actually the fart king.
You are? You should make a TV show.
Are you like
that,
the silent killer guy?
No, the real loud, thunderous.
But and that's the thing, right? Boom. When you do that, you know, you should be proud of it. It's quite an achievement,
I am,
right? You're like,
I
hey,
am.
That's mine, that one.
That's what David Chu does to us, right?
I know, right?
So check out that bass in that.
Okay, keep your eyes and ears out, of course, for Alvin on his TV 2 show. What's
it called
again?
正义大联盟.
That one.
I still don't get it.
And of course, if you want to get yourself some decent waffles, salted caramel, head over to Masano.
Masano. Yeah, I can waste it.
There you go. Mm. It's all there. Alvin, thank you very much for joining us on the show. Absolute pleasure having you in. Yeah?
Yeah, can I say one last thing?
Of course.
Watch out where the huskies go. Don't you eat that yellow snow.
Boom. There it is. That's it then, folks. It's time for us to wrap up. Ladies and gentlemen, it has been that time of night. But before
facts.
We do that, I know I was going to tease you and see if you're going to jump in and say, hey, hey. And you did.
I did.
So facts for this evening then.
Adrian. I have three. I'm going to do one.
Okay, give us one.
I'll do one.
Give us your best one.
No, three of them, they're all best.
Oh, they're all best.
Yeah, they're all good ones.
Right.
Come on.
Okay. If you've got three and they're all good, let's hear them all then.
No, it's fine.
No, don't save it for later. Give it to me now.
People are allergic to Wi-Fi and it's a condition called electromagnetic sensitivity.
Oh, as we know it as Wi-Fi-itis.
All right, the next one.
That's a good one.
So the next one. A man who had half of his body amputated opened his own supermarket called the Half Man, Half Price Store.
I thought it was buy one, get one free. But anyway, carry on.
Thanks, yeah, Richard. Uh-huh. So when a U.S. Navy ship returns from a deployment, the first sailors allowed off the ship are sailors whose wives gave birth while they were away.
I knew that.
Yeah, don't be a smart...
Go
deep pen.
Okay, smart.
Okay.
Yeah, good. I've only got one fact. right. So when I tell you that the largest free rock concert ever, how many people do you think attended it? Just have a ballpark figure. You know, it was free to get to. Rock concert. How many people do you think attended? Just have a guess.
20,000.
No.
Yeah, I was thinking, 200,000?
No.
Less than 1,000?
Way more than that.
Way more.
One million?
Oh.
Way more than that.
Are you talking about Woodstock?
This is Rod Stewart's concert in Rio.
Oh, in Rio?
In Rio de Janeiro.
I know.
Rod Stewart.
That Rod Stewart, yeah?
Mm.
Do you know how many people?
How many?
4.2 million.
Holy!
Right?
Wait, what?
He was holding a free rock concert in Rio. He had 4.2 million people come and see him. Rod Stewart!
Have I told you lately that I love you?
And with that, folks, we'll draw a close to the end of the show. Alvin, say goodnight.
Good night, guys.
Eddie, say goodnight.
Good night, all.
And it's good night from me. Good night, folks. It has been that time of night here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.